From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Gunfire and explosions could be heard Monday in the capital of South Sudan, a day after the UN Security Council called on the country's leaders to end a recent upsurge in fighting. The 15-member council urged them to fully implement a peace agreement, including a ceasefire. Vice President and former rebel leader Riek Machar joined President Salva Kiir in issuing a joint appeal for calm.
This is an interruption to the good process which we have initiated. We want to continue this process of dialogue among ourselves, resolving issues so that the country comes out of the conflict. So we are calling on all the population, all South Sudanese, whether armed or not armed, to respect ceasefire.
The two fought each other in a two-year civil war that erupted after the president fired Machar in 2013. Dozens of protesters were arrested over the weekend in Minnesota and Louisiana in the wake of last week's fatal shootings of two black men by police. The protests turned violent with roadways blocked and officers pelted with debris, some of them injured. The protests followed Thursday's ambush attack on police in Dallas, Texas by Micah Johnson, a black man in which five officers were killed and several wounded. Mike Rawlings, the city's mayor, appeared on NBC television Sunday.
Can we, in a moment of crisis when officers are fallen, forgive? Can we disagree without demonizing? Can we see a better narrative as opposed to just absurdity, that there is redemption as we build this great city? I believe we can, and I believe we will.
President Obama will visit Dallas Tuesday. This is VOA News. Northern Ecuador Sunday was struck by two earthquakes, one with a magnitude 5.8, followed by one registering 6.3. There were no immediate reports of damage or casualties. The South American country was rocked by a devastating 7.8 quake in April that killed more than 650 and injured thousands. Egyptian Foreign Minister Sami Shoukry paid a rare visit to Israel Sunday, offering Cairo's assistance in reviving stalled peace talks with the Palestinians.
It is no longer acceptable to claim that the status quo is the most that we can achieve of the hopes and aspirations of the Palestinian and Israeli peoples. The current state of affairs, unfortunately, is neither stable nor sustainable and does not conform with the hopes and aspirations of both peoples nor with those of the peoples of the region and the world.
In May, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi urged both sides to seize the opportunity to make a historic peace based on a 2002 Arab peace initiative. Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, is in New York Monday urging investors to keep faith with Britain despite the uncertainty created by the result of last month's referendum to leave the European Union. Meanwhile, British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn is facing a new challenge for leadership from parliamentarian Angela Eagle over his handling of the EU referendum.
If somebody who's leading the Labour Party in Parliament is struggling with the support of only 20% of the MPs he's meant to lead, I think that's part of the problem that we're struggling with here.
Corbyn has refused to step down despite mass resignations within his own party and a no-confidence motion. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has claimed victory as his ruling Liberal Democratic coalition won a landslide victory Sunday in upper house parliamentary elections, taking more than half the seats. Analysts say he may now have the votes to push through controversial changes in the country's post-war pacifist constitution. The Polisario Front of the contested territory of Western Sahara elected a new leader after longtime chief Mohamed Abdelaziz died in May. The front's former ambassador to Algeria, Brahim Ghali, was tapped by delegates in refugee camps. Morocco annexed the territory in 1975. Polisario rebels have been fighting for independence. Asian and European markets were buoyed Monday by Friday's U.S. jobs report. The yen fell to the dollar, but global oil prices remain weak. The sun-powered Solar Impulse 2 has left Spain for Egypt as it approaches the end of its unprecedented round-the-world trip. It's expected to land in Cairo Wednesday and set out from Abu Dhabi in March of last year. In sports, Portugal defeated France Sunday 1-0 in the European Championships. Meanwhile, Briton Andy Murray defeated Canadian Milos Raonic to claim his second Wimbledon men's tennis title. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.